Now, back to Hancock and Kelly, sponsored by Insperity, HR that makes a difference, on News Radio 1120, KMOX.
And welcome back to KMOX. And Tuesday, John Hancock and I have already been talking about the fact that we've got Valentine's Day, and boy, we're going to put you in the mood.
Yeah, have you got a Valentine this year there, Kelly?
You know me, John. I'm trying to see if my mother and my sisters will accept again this year.
All right, there you go. Well, joining us in studio, boy, am I excited about this. They are called Tofu Concern. They're part of the Ambassadors of Harmony here in St. Louis. Donnell Torres, who is the leader, and he's going to be talking about the Valentines. He's joined by his quartet, which includes Sam Rinkenbaugh, Austin Stevens, and Marshall Crowell. And we appreciate all of you gentlemen joining us. Donnell, welcome to KMOX.
Good to be here.
So you guys are going to be performing all over the place on Valentine's Day.
Exactly. Anyone who will hire us, we'll go and sing for you.
And how would one go about hiring the Ambassadors of Harmony?
SingingValentines.net. We bought the domain and everything.
SingingValentines.net. You can hire them, and there's four of them, and they don't come cheap. No, I don't know.
It's true.
Well, let's have, this will be the audition tape then for the Tofu Concern. We're going to be singing Let Me Call You Sweetheart.
Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me too. Keep the love light glowing in your eyes, so true. Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you, with you.
Wow. That was magnificent. That was, ladies and gentlemen, Tofu Concern doing Let Me Call You Sweetheart, which is a classic of the barbershop era. Who wrote that piece? Do we know?
I couldn't tell you.
I want to say Percy Winrich. I could be wrong about that. Let's go to the research department over there, James O'Sullivan, and figure out who the composer of that was. You all have been singing for how long?
For about a little over a year now.
Yeah. Wow. And so the group just came together. I used to work with a barbershop quartet at Six Flags. They were strolling around the park back in the day. I played the piano. And so your repertoire includes what? A little bit of everything?
A little bit of everything, yeah. Some musical theater, some jazz classics, some barbershop classics, a lot of 50s, 60s stuff.
Nice.
You're all very young guys. How old is everybody?
I'm 22.
I'm 23.
23?
I'm 22. I'm 34.
Hey! How do a bunch of young guys
22,
get into...
22, 23, 34. I think I dated her once.
How do a bunch of young guys get into a harmony? Was this something that you all were a part of as kids, or what happened?
Yeah, I mean, really, we all come from maybe high school teachers, things like that, and we all find central locations like the Ambassadors where we all come together. Got people 22, 18 to 60, 70, you know, all ages.
That's awesome. And we just lost David Crosby. He, of course, was a master at this. Did you guys like Crosby, Stills, Nash and the way they were able to harmonize? Did that have an influence on you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good.
So what's your favorite genre to sing?
Genre? Personally, I love musical theater. It translates very well into barbershop.
You guys do any Les Mis? That's Michael's favorite.
I wish. It's a little hard to do Les Mis, but yeah.
You got some other songs for us that you can do? You got one more?
Yeah, we got one more. This is Heart of My Heart, another barbershop classic.
Heart of My Heart, ladies and gentlemen, on the Voice of St. Louis, it's Tofu Concern.
Heart of my heart, I love you. Life would be not without. Light of my life, my darling, I love you, I love you. I can for forget you never. From you I ne'er can sever. Say you'll be mine forever. I love you.
Well, lovely, ladies and gentlemen. Tofu Concern. Now, picture this.
Yeah.
Here you are. It's another Valentine's Day. Maybe you've been married, oh, I don't know, 32, 33 years, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
Or
you,
two.
You think, years. 2 years. And, you know, you've kind of run out of original things to do for Valentine's Day. I mean, you go to dinner, here's a rose.
Right.
But no, imagine this. By going to singingvalentines.net. You order up four of these fellas, and they show up at your door. They're singing, "Let Me Call You Sweetheart." They're singing to your bride. Just like that, tears begin to emerge down her cheek as she looks at you and she says, "How thoughtful. I love you." And you say, "Sweetheart, you're the greatest." And all made possible because you've gone to singingvalentines.net and ordered up a full quartet. You guys, how many tunes would you do if you came to the door?
Those two.
Yep.
Right. There you go. So can a stooge like me sit there and pretend like I'm singing and so I can tell my gal pal, "Hey, listen, I've been practicing with these guys. Watch, here we're going to go." And then I just move my lips. And
as long as you pay.
Capitalism.
That's exactly. Like the old episode of Andy Griffith. Remember that where Barney was in the choir and they told him to just move your lips and not sing? That's how it would work for us.
20-year-olds. They don't even remember that.
what are you going to do?
Well, you got that fossil over there.
Yeah. So, I hate to put you guys on the spot, but I'm going to do it anyway because we've got a couple minutes here. Can you do Take Me Out to the Ball Game? No. All right.
No.
Casey. You know, nobody knows the verse to that.
What?
About Take Me Out to the... There's a verse to it. Take Me Out to the Ball Game is just a chorus. Take me out
really?
To the... Yeah. But there's a verse. Mighty Casey, da-da-da-da. Yada, knew the players, knew all their names. You could hear da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da. Take me out
I think
out
people
to
want to hear them sing.
All right. Cool.
So let's do this. Let's give the website address one more time.
Yep, singingvalentines.net.
And people can go on there, and you're still being able to be booked for this coming Tuesday?
Yep. I believe up to the day before.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Outstanding. And they're very well-dressed and well-attired young men. They'll do you up fine.
Can you reprise one of those songs to take us to commercial?
Absolutely.
Keep the love light glowing in your eyes so true. Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you.
And that was Let Me Call You Sweetheart, written by Leo Friedman and published in 1910 in New York City. Came out of Tin Pan Alley. They were producing songs by the hundreds back then in sheet music form. Take Me Out to the Ball Game, one of them. That piece came out 1 year before Alexander's Ragtime Band, which was a number one hit in the U.S. in 1911.
Y'all met Casey Kasem, right?
I want to thank Tofu Concern or Tofu Concern for how did you get that name, by the way?
It's a long story.
It's a long story. All right.
It's a concerning story.
Well, we don't have that long, so never mind. It's a fine story. Tofu Concern, they're part of the Ambassadors of Harmony, singingvalentines.net.